Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Lance Creech pregame show. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to the Walls Arena. We're in Seward tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Got a men's game here tonight as Hastings gets ready to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. We spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech and coach going 1-1 last week. We've got Dakota Wesleyan coming in here on Sunday. Now tonight we face a team that has lost 9 games in a row. Looks like a trap game. You concerned about that?
Well, I think anytime you got a team that's in a position like Concordia, you know, you've got to raise a concern because, you know, they're not going to lose out, just as nobody in our league is going to win out. But, you know, our concern has got to be to make sure to continually try and get better. And I know Concordia is going to they're going to find their way at some point in time. And we just got to make sure that we've got to do everything in our power to make sure it's not us tonight.
We just got to keep really the pressure on. Hastings has had some good streaks of playing good basketball. Picked up a win last week over Mount Marty, but now you're just trying to continue that momentum here as we head into a real crucial part of our schedule.
Well, we really do. You know, January is tough, and I think it's tough for everybody in a different circumstance. And right now, you know, we're kind of in that mid, that jumbled up mess. It's the mid-pack of our league, and it looks like right now Northwestern and Dort have kind of started to anyway at this point, established themselves as the top two contenders and the teams to beat. And then you just got a whole slew of us in there with 4 to 5 losses, you know, that could vie for any of those other 3, 4 down to the 8 spots. So, you know, that was when the jockeying for conference tournament positioning really starts to kind of unfold and, you know, games that are, knock on wood, quote unquote, on paper, however you want to term it, winnable games, whether they're home and away, these are the ones that are a little bit more magnified than even if you go into a Northwestern or a Dort at this time.
It's always scary facing a team like a Concordia, team that we've had some real battles with in the past.
Yeah, it is. And you know, for a lot of different reasons. I mean, they've got a couple threats that, you know, are harder matchups for us, starting with Porter Bertel, who's, you know, just been a load inside and I don't know if he's gotten any bigger, but he sure in heck hasn't gotten any smaller. You know, he's got to be 265, 270 pounds. Very good around the rim, really creates a lot of matchup problems just because of his sure strength and size. They have the pieces to the puzzle. You know, they have a lot of very talented players. They're just in a bit of a team funk right now. So, you know, we've got to do our best to understand what each individual tendency is and to take away their first or second option within the flow of their offense. And we've got to continue to shoot and score the basketball like we have in the past few games.
Is that the scary part of facing this team tonight? They've got the talent. They've got the pieces around. They just haven't all put it together yet.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, you can see that in many examples. I mean, they've got a new coach, you know, at least a new head coach for their program this season. And kind of the adversity they went through early on with their coaching change and things of that nature. And, you know, it just takes time and there's no set timetable for when it's going to click. And sometimes, you know, you just step out on the floor and it almost becomes an epiphany that kids understand what their coaches are asking and it just clicks with them. So, you know, it's going to happen because they've got good talent. You know, they're well organized. They've got things moving in the right direction. They've just fallen short in a couple crucial games.
That was a late coaching change for the season. This guy was an assistant coach. Are they doing the same things as before?
Yeah, they're similar. You know, I think the biggest difference is Coach Colway is still kind of trying to find his even niche, you know, and still trying to feel out personnel. And, you know, going from an assistant to a head coach is never easy because you always go from making suggestions to making decisions. But to do that essentially overnight, you know, in kind of the role that he was thrust into, probably just, you know, it was a decision-making process on steroids. I mean, it just really amplified everything in a large or in a real big hurry. And you know, you can't acclimate to that. You don't have time to get your feet wet. You're just kind of thrown into the deep end right away. So to the best, you know, that I could see and understand the situation, that's kind of what has happened.
You guys pick up a win over the weekend, going on the road to Yankton, beat Mount Marty 87-62. Really dominated the ball game. Maybe not your A performance, but still dominated that contest.
Well, I thought what the kids did is they, you know, did some things that maybe we haven't. And whether it's against a top 10 team like we've seen virtually every other game here during this stretch, or whether it's against a team like Mount Marty that, you know, was good enough to beat you because they beat Northwestern. One of Northwestern's two conference losses was at Mount Marty. So that's kind of the thing that got our dander up first and foremost. But I thought what our kids did a nice job of is answering runs. You know, they might score one or two baskets, but our kids would come out and score three or four or five baskets in a row. So I thought that was probably the best thing. And I thought we rebounded the ball much better, a point of emphasis for us. You know, and Mount Marty's not the biggest of teams, but they're big across the board. I mean, they go 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", 6'4", 6'1", you know, so they're not huge as far as a 6'9 or 10 on the interior, but they're just consistently big. And a lot of times those are even the groups that we've struggled with rebounding the basketball more than any.
Stretch in the second half, they held Mount Marty without a point for over 6 minutes of the contest. Really broke open the ball game. But I know your defense has kind of been a work in progress. That was probably satisfying that you stopped Mount Marty for that.
Well, it is, you know, and like I try and tell our guys, you know, whether we're watching film on a team, regardless of how good or bad they are, they're still a college basketball player, and they're still capable of big runs. They're still capable of knocking down shots that maybe we're not accustomed to seeing. And they're still capable of doing college basketball type moves. And to hold somebody without a point, I mean, committing a foul or making a free throw, you know, or losing a rotation and somebody getting a put back, a cheap one to go in, that's pretty impressive. And I think we did what we were supposed to do and what we had kind of willed, I guess, our team to do. And I think it starts with good guard play. And I thought, as sluggish as Dylan started the game, I thought he picked it up and finished the game on a very high note.
21.6 rebounds, his third game in the row. He's been in double figures for you.
And he, you know, very capable. And you know, as we watched film of that performance on Monday when we got back to work, you know, we agreed that was probably the worst 5 minutes that Dylan's played all year. And you know, that's coming from him and not me. So, you know, things are going in the right direction when you've got players understanding where their deficiencies are and how they played. And it's very hard. You know, a year ago, that would have been a 40-minute bad game for Dylan. But it turned out to be a 5-minute bad game for Dylan in the last 35 minutes. And, you know, when he played, he was very good, if not great. So his efficiency continues to astound me. And how he gets away with some of the stuff that he does is amazing, because I still think he's got a long way to go as far as tapping his full potential.
Our opponents tonight as our pregame show continues after this.
For Shelter Insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. It's Hastings and Concordia here tonight in Seward. 5-10 on the season, coach. That's the Bulldogs, 2-7 in the conference, a 9-game losing streak. I guess what impresses you most about this team?
Well, again, as we kind of talked in the first segment, is I just think they've got a really good talent base. They do. I mean, they've got a good point guard. They can shoot it. They've obviously got, if not the best post player in the league, one of the top two or three. Concordia has always kind of hung their hat on their defense, and they still defend at a pretty good clip. I think right now it's just a matter of, you know, which grouping of personnel they can play. They've got about 8 or 9 kids that will consistently play. And you know, sometimes as you're scouting, what's scary is they look better with certain personnel groupings on the floor. And, you know, and that's still, like I say, even halfway through, is still a work in progress, as we're still a work in progress. So for me to think that I've got everything figured out about our team, or that Coach Colway's got everything figured out about his team is hogwash, because there's just so much basketball yet to be played. And halfway through the conference season, you know, they're going to have a different approach, and they're going to probably be looking for something that's going to spark them. And you know, we just don't want to be the guy that gets them off the snide.
The Haywood kid at guard, the Vogt kid at guard, they look very good. They average in double figures.
Yeah, they both do. You know, the Haywood kid was the freshman of the year a year ago. Bertel was a first-team all-conference player a year ago. So, you know, not to beat a dead horse, but the pieces are there. We've got to first and foremost got to find a way to just limit Porter, because he's just such a dominant force, and he can hurt you without putting his hands on the basketball. He can go get shots. by getting offensive rebounds and putbacks. The Haywood kid's a little bit more of an off guard this year from where he ran at the point a year ago. The Vogt kid has been a little bit streaky in his shooting, and he actually did not play last week against Dort due to injury. So we're kind of under a little speculation whether he'll be ready for tonight or not. So there's kind of more unknown questions, which makes it always an easy situation trying to prepare a scouting report. But we'll do the best we can to make the adjustments as they come.
Concordia, Coach, normally one of the most physical teams we'll face in the GPAC. Is that the case this year?
Yeah, they still are. They probably have even a little bit better length than maybe they've had in the last couple of years. The Smith kid is really long, can knock down perimeter shots, can put her on the floor a little bit. Houchin, I think, has stepped up and played at a little bit higher level than he has in years past. So they do. They'll sit in a stance. They'll guard you. They'll make it physical. They'll try and grind it out, play late into the shot clock. So with limited possessions, you got to make sure and maximize every time you have your hands on the basketball. And even furthermore, we've got to do kind of what we tried to do the other day against Mount Marty. Is we've got to try and generate some possessions. We've got to get the tempo in our favor. We're going to have to, get some traps. We're going to have to really rebound the ball at a high clip and limit their second opportunities.
All right, Coach.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Signing lamps and a play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Concordia tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Everybody, pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Walls Arena. We're in Seward tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Got the men's game between Concordia and Hastings College with the women playing here last night. The men getting set to go at it here this evening. Concordia coming in, a record of 5 wins, 10 losses. On the season, the Bulldogs are 2-7 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have lost 9 games in a row. In fact, they have not won since right before Thanksgiving. They picked up back-to-back wins in the conference over Mount Marty, 66-63, and they beat Nebraska Wesleyan, 68-65. And since then, they have lost 9 games in a row, most recently a 79-66 decision to the Dort Defenders. Hastings College coming in, a record of 14 wins, 5 losses on the season. They are 5-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings is coming off of a win over Mount Marty on Saturday in Yankton, 87-62. Broncos also have conference wins this year over Midland, Doan, Nebraska Wesleyan, and Briarcliff. So a big ball game for Hastings College tonight. As Lance talked in the pregame show, Hastings right in mid-pack, so to speak, in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, battling for one of the spots in the postseason tournament coming up several weeks down the road here. Northwestern and Dort right now have kind of separated themselves from the rest of the pack. Northwestern is in first place as action gets started tonight, 7-2. Dort just a half a game back at 7-3. Then you've got Doan in there at 6-3. Midland is at 6-3. And then Briarcliff and Hastings tied for the next spot for fifth place in the conference right now at 5-4. You see Concordia currently sitting in last place in 11th. They are tied with Mount Marty at 2 wins and 7 losses. So Hastings and Concordia here tonight from Seward. The Broncos, a team that's averaging 80 points per ball game on offense, giving up 73 on the defensive end. We'll get you the starting lineups and some more pregame information right now, the playing of the national anthem. for the playing of the national anthem as we get sent for basketball here tonight. As we mentioned, Hastings is a team that is averaging 80.9 points per ball game on offense. That is number two in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos giving up 73.7 on the defensive end. That is eighth in the conference. Concordia toward the bottom in each respective category. They are ninth in scoring offense, 73.1. They are dead last in giving up points at 78.1 points per ball game. So we'll give you the starting lineups, first of all, for the Concordia Bulldogs tonight. By the way, the starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Fine Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Fine Points Bank is the better bank. Concordia goes with Joel Haywood, a 6'3" and sophomore out of Lakewood, Colorado. Also, Charles Dunbar getting a start. Dunbar, 5'11", a senior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Robbie Thomas, also a starter for Concordia. He's 6'7", a freshman from Shawnee, Kansas. Bo Smith is a 6'4" and senior from McKinney, Texas. And the other starter is going to be a Porter Bertel, 6'6", and a senior out of Madison, Nebraska. Hastings College is going to go with Carson Bloom, a 5'10 freshman out of Minden. Also, Brent Wells, a 6'4" inch junior out of Elba. Also getting a start will be Brady Lohman, 6'2", a junior out of Norfolk. You'll also see Dane Bacon in there, 6'2", a senior out of Kearney. The other starter is going to be Dylan Flynn, 6'7", a junior out of Lincoln. Starting lineups are brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So we're set to go. Hastings dressed in their road crimson here tonight, crimson uniforms. Concordia going to be dressed in their home standing whites, trimmed and lettered in blue. Concordia shooting to our basket to our left, and the Bulldogs will control the opening tip. Ball game is underway. Men's college basketball tonight. Here on 1230 KHIS, Concordia women picking up a win last night. There's a bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by the Broncos. First turnover on Concordia. Back the other way. Here's Wells. A short baseline jumper from the right side is good. Brent Wells gets Hastings started. About 20 seconds into the ballgame. 2-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. Concordia going to be a very deliberate team. Again, they average only 73 points per ballgame on offense. They're a very physical team, and Lance is kind of concerned about that. There's a long pass inside. Porter Bertel grabs the ball, and he scores. Bertel scores. He's averaging 14.9 points per ball game. He's the leading scorer for the Bulldogs. Wells in the lane, goes to Flynn, and his shot is up and in. Wells gets the assist. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal. 4-2 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Here's a Charles Dunbar with the ball. Dunbar out here in the three-point territory. Comes over here in the wing to Robbie Thomas. Takes the ball to the hoop. His shot is up there and in. Robbie Thomas driving the ball into the hole. And we're tied up at 4 points apiece early in the ball game. Here's Loma now with it for Hastings College. Goes to Dane Bacon behind his screen from Flynn. Tries to go inside. The ball is going to be deflected by Dunbar. Picked up by Dunbar. Coming back the other way. Driving, shooting, and missing. The driving layup is going to be Haywood, and he's fouling the play. So the Broncos turn it away. And now they commit a personal foul on the other end. Brent Wells picks up a foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first and the first team foul called on the Broncos here in the first half of play. So going to the free throw line for the Concordia Bulldogs is going to be Joel Haywood. Haywood is an 86% foul shooter in the season. He is number two in the conference. His first free throw is up there and in. And here comes a second shot by Haywood. It's up there. It's good. So Concordia lands a couple of free throws here. It's now a 6-4 ball game. Concordia is out on top of the Broncos. Hastings comes back the other way. Here's a Carson Bloom out here in three-point territory. They get it to Wells. Now over here on the wing on the right side to Woolman. They get it inside to Flynn. Back outside the three-point arc. They get it to Carson Bloom. Over on the wing on the left side to Bacon. Behind his screen from Flynn. Comes across the top to Wells. Back to in the left corner. There's Carson Bloom. He drives the baseline. It's not going to be blocked down by Bertel. And Porter Bertel grabs the ball for Concordia. Bulldogs come back the other way. Here's Charles Dunbar with the ball. Dunbar brings it into the offensive zone. Out of Haywood. Left sideline is Bo Smith with the ball. Smith hanging on to it against Dane Bacon. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles right in front of us now. Bo Smith out here to Robbie Thomas.
Bobby
behind
no
the
right
3-point circle.
It's
comes across the top down to Charles Dunbar. He sees an abandoned man defense. Thomas has got it now. Bombs it inside to Bo Smith. Smith trying to put Lohman in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Wells. Wells down the near sideline, running back the other way for Hastings. Wells going to get it here to Lohman. Lohman finds a seam in the defense, drives it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, and he's fouling the play. Couple of scores in from the GPAC in women's basketball. Dort has beaten Dakota State 81-79. Mount Marty upsets Morningside tonight in Sioux City on a score of 76-69. We'll see. Mount Marty knocking off Morningside 76-69 in action in Sioux City tonight. Going to the free throw line is going to be Hastings. And it's going to be Brady Lohman going there. His first shot is up and in. Lohman, an 86% foul shooter in the season. He is number 3 in the conference. 6-5 is the score. The Bulldogs have a 1-point lead. Lohman will try to tie it up right here with his second free throw. Shot is up there. The shot is good, so he knows, nails a couple of free throws. Brent Houchin comes into the ball game now for Concordia. Houchin is a 6'7" senior out of Bruning Davenport. Hastings now applying some pressure here in backcourt. We're tied up at 6 points apiece. Early in the basketball game, we're in Seward tonight with men's college basketball on 1230 KHIS. Charles Dunbar with the ball on the far sideline for Concordia. Holds the ball there against Bacon. Dunbar puts it on the floor, dribbles now. Comes over here on the wing, the left side to Robbie Thomas. Thomas goes down in the corner to Haywood. Haywood goes back door. There's Dunbar. Son is up and in. Nice feed. Dunbar gets the field goal. Now, that's an 8-6 ball game. Concordia's got the lead over Hastings. Just by the 17-minute mark here in the first half. Here's Bacon with it out here in three-point territory to Lohman down there in the corner. That's going to be Carson Bloom, not a Lohman, to Brent Wells. Left side of the lane. That's going to be Jake Marvin. He spins, can't put up a shot. Kicks her back out here to Carson Bloom on the left sideline. Down in the corner now to Wells. 10 seconds left in the shot clock. The Broncos down by 2. 8-6 to score. Dane Bacon gets it out to Wells, top of the key. Now to Lohman, dribbles inside, forces up a shot. It's going to be no good. Lohman grabs the shot back and a shot clock violation on Hastings. Good defense there by Concordia. Shot clock violation on the Broncos. They worked the entire clock there and did not get a very good shot from Brady Lohman as he was in traffic. And the shot did not draw iron and the shot clock expires. 8-6 to score. Concordia's got the lead. And the Bulldogs have the basketball back in their offensive zone. Here's a Haywood with the ball. Haywood out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Brent Houchin. He holds it here for the Dogs. Gets it in the hands of Charles Dunbar. He's being attacked out here. Double team. The ball is knocked loose. Scramble is on. Dunbar grabs it on his knees. He flips it out here near the 10-second line. It's still loose. Finally picked up by Hastings. Lohman has got it into Wells. And now we got an intentional foul called here. An intentional foul is going to be called on Charles Dunbar as Hastings came out of there with a loose ball. It's going to be officially a turnover on Concordia. Dunbar is going to be hit with a personal foul. And Hastings will have some free throws here. Going to the free throw line for the Broncos is going to be Brent Wells. So Wells goes to the line here for the Broncos. Then Hastings will get the ball back here. The shot from the stripe is going to be good by Wells. Hastings now 3-3 from the line tonight. Briar Cliff has beaten Midland in women's college play tonight, 86-72. That game has gone final in Sioux City. Here comes the next shot there by Wells. It's up and in. So Brent Wells hits a couple of free throws, and now we're tied up at 8 points apiece early in the ball game. And now Hastings will get the ball back. Lohman will inbound the ball wide open. It's going to be Hamburger. His shot is up and in. Off the inbounds pass, that was too easy. Jake Hamburger just lays it in. And the Broncos now have a 10-8 advantage here. 15:48 to play here in the first half. From Seward in men's college basketball action tonight. Joel Haywood has got the ball, goes inside down to Robbie Thomas. He backs up, can't put up a shot. Out to Bo Smith out here in three-point territory. Back inside to Dunbar. Shot to be blocked down there by Marvin. And Dunbar was the last to touch it as he tried to scamper after the loose ball after being having a block shot there from Marvin. So Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Alex Thayer has got the ball now. He's into the ball game for the first time. Now to Lohman. 10-8 to score. The Broncos have a 2-point lead. Zach Lena has got it. Lena comes across the top to Lohman. Now to Hamburger. His shot inside the free throw circle is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Joel Haywood. Down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Goes to Dunbar. He shoots, drives, and scores it. Charles Dunbar now with 4 points in the ball game. Back the other way is Hamburger. His shot is no good, and he's fouling the play. Northwestern has beaten Dakota Wesleyan tonight in women's college basketball as well in the conference, 69-66. We'll get you all the scores here. We have a chance here in the first half. All doubleheader action, with the exception of this one. The Hastings College women played here last night. Hamburger to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Jake Hamburger is 71% foul shooter in the season. Hamburger now 26 out of 36 in the free throw line. Hastings College goes out on top by a score of 11-10 in this one. Jake Hamburger, the former St. Cecilia Bluehawk, will toe the mark for his second shot. It's up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Brent Houchin. So 11-10 is the score. Hastings out on top by 1 point. There's Joey Warning is into the ball game now for the Concordia Bulldogs. They drive it to the basket. A shot is up there and in by Haywood. Joel Haywood scores there for Concordia, and it's now a 12-11 ball game. As the Bulldogs go back out on top, there's a team that has lost 9 games in a row. Desperately searching for a win. They have not won since before Thanksgiving. There's Alex Thayer with the ball. Comes across the top to Hamburger. Down in the right corner again to Jake Marvin. Back inside to Lena. His shot's going to be blocked down from behind. Lena grabs the ball back. Jump pass back out on top to Marvin. Marvin comes over here to Hamburger. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings. So it's going to be Concordia playing things in here on the near sideline. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 12-11. Hastings holding on to a 1 point lead here over Concordia. Early minutes in the ballgame, 14 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the first half. There's a warning with the ball now for Concordia. Goes over on the wing to Haywood. Bounce pass goes inside to Bo Smith. He spins, trying to put up a shot. Good defense there by Woolman. Smith gets rid of it now. Back outside to Wagner. Wagner comes to the near sideline to a warning. Back inside, there's a shot taken. It's no good by Wagner, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his first. First foul on Marvin. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Max Wagner of Concordia. Wagner, a 54% foul shooter in the season. He is 6 out of 11 for the free throw line this season as he will toe the mark here. His shot is up there. It is good. Concordia is a team hitting 69% of their free throw tosses this year. That is 7th in the conference. Concordia is 43% from the field. That is dead last, and they're 2nd to the last in three-point shooting at 30%. Second free throw is going to be up there and in by Max Wagner. And now Concordia wants to call a timeout. 13 minutes and 58 seconds to play. Well, let's keep it right here. They're not going to call a timeout. Hastings will play things in here in backcourt. Looked as if Concordia wanted to talk things over, but the Broncos will come back the other direction now. Alex Thayer has got it. He drives the ball down to the baseline, comes back out here. For the basketball is Dylan Flynn. The Hamburger, not a woman, brings it back to Hamburger. Cranks up a three-pointer. Shot good. Jake Hamburger. Now with 5 points, actually 6 points in the ball game here for Hastings College. The Broncos have come back to tie things up at 14 points apiece early in the ball game. 13 and a half minutes to play. Here in the first half, here's Warning with the ball. Comes on the near sideline to Wagner. Wagner right at the top of the three-point arc here, trying to get rid of it. Now lobs the ball left side of the lane. The shot is up and in. That's Porter Bertel. Porter Bertel, he is a big boy at 6'7" and 260 pounds or so. There's a Zach Lena back the other way. He's calling for the steps. Traveling violation there on Lena. That's the third turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. 13-13 to play in the first half. Hastings College and Concordia going at it here tonight. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference from Seward. 16-14. The Bulldogs have the lead. And now Concordia will play things in. Here in backcourt, Zach Schran is into the ballgame now. A 6'4" and sophomore out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. Concordia breaks the Hastings College pressure easily. Here's Warning driving the ball inside. His pass is going to be deflected away from Bertel, and the ball is brought down here by Hastings. That's Wells down the near sideline to Thayer. Out of Wells, drives the baseline, and shot off of the window. Good. Brett Wells gets his second field goal. He's got 6 points in the ball game. We're tied up now at 16 points apiece in the first half, just by the 13-minute mark. Pressure defense by the Broncos. Bertel hands the ball away. That's Warning coming around down the baseline. His pass down in the corner. His shot is up and in. Max Wagner hits a long two just inside the three-point ring. The Bulldogs now have the lead over Hastings. The score is 18-16
Alex there with the ball for Hastings. Now Dylan Flynn on the high post. Kicks her out to Hamburger. Thought about the three. Drives it inside. Bounce pass down in the corner. Bacon is shot for three. Is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound comes down to Strand. Strand for Concordia. Gets it into the hands now of Warning. Into the forecourt to the near sideline. Haywood drives the baseline. Reverse layup. Good. Joe Haywood scores. And now Lance wants to call a timeout as the Bulldogs have opened up a four-point lead over Hastings College. 12 minutes and 5 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Concordia 20, Hastings 16.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. 20-16 is the score. The Bulldogs have the lead over the Broncos here. Early in this ball game, Hastings with the ball as they go down to the baseline and turn the ball away. Four turnovers in the Broncos. They try to get it to a Hamburger driving that baseline and threw it out of bounds. But now Concordia comes back with a four-point lead. Broncos attacking here in backcourt. Haywood has got it. Joel Haywood across the midcourt stripe here. Dane Bacon right in his grill defensively. Haywood goes over to the far sideline to Strand. Strand picked up there by Hamburger. Brings it back to Haywood. Drives the ball down the lane. Loses control of it. It's out of bounds. That's going to be Concordia basketball. It was slapped out of there by the Broncos, and Concordia will play things in. Here comes Dunbar back in. Here comes Phil Friedrich into the ballgame as well for Concordia. Friedrich in there for the first time, a 5'11" and senior. Local boy here from Seward. 11:39 to play in the first half. Concordia out on top of Hastings by a score of 20-16. Here's Strand with the ball. Comes over here to Friedrich. Friedrich at the point. Will bring it back out in three-point territory. Runs the offense. 8 seconds left in the shot clock. Over the wing, the deep wing, the Dunbar. His cross-court pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Hastings. Coming back the other way is there. Shot good. Hastings got the deflection. Dane Bacon picks it up and throws a baseball pass down to third. He lays her in. Broncos now within 2 points at 20-18 with 11:11 left here in the first half. Friedrich with the ball here on the near sideline. Friedrich is double-teamed. The ball slapped away. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Friedrich was the last to touch it right in front of the Bronco bench. 5 turnovers now in Concordia. 20-18 is the score. The Bulldogs on top. Michigan has beat Nebraska tonight by a score of 62-47. Michigan picks up the win. That game was close at halftime. Michigan leading 25-20. They go on to beat Nebraska tonight 62-47. The Huskers now 0-3 in the Big Ten Conference. 20-18 is the score here. Here's Hamburger from the top of the key. A three-pointer's been up there. No good. Long rebound picked up by Friedrich. Friedrich has got it now for the Concordia Bulldogs. Now to Dunbar. Hustles into the forecourt. Dunbar into the lane. Goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. Charles Dunbar scoring there for Concordia. And the Bulldogs go back on top now on a score of 22-18. Broncos have the ball. Here's Brent Wells looking to drive the baseline. Can't do it. There's Dylan Flynn. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Hamburger. Now to Thayer. On the wing on the left side. Out to Bacon. Three-pointer from the top of the key. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bo Smith. Bo Smith has got it now for Concordia. To a Friedrich down the near sideline, down in the corner to Wagner, and he's going to be called for a double dribble violation. Wagner's whistled for the double dribble violation. That's 6 turnovers now on Concordia in the ball game. Concordia has hit 8 out of the first 10 shots here in the contest tonight. Hastings College is 6 out of 12 for 50%. Concordia doing the jobs on the boards. They've got 6 rebounds. Hastings with 3. 22-18. The Bulldogs have an early 4-point lead here with the Broncos. We're halfway through this first half from Seward tonight. There's a bounce pass. That's going to be deflected out of bounds. Darson Bloom trying to send the ball to the right side of the lane there. Ball is kicked out of bounds, so Hastings College will play things in. They get it to Flynn. That old woman. Loman to the right side of the lane, and now he's going to be called for the traveling violation. Loman trying to create something out here in three-point territory. Is whistled for a traveling violation. Turnover number 5 on Hastings. 22-18. The Broncos kind of stumbling out of the gates here tonight. 9:51 to play in the first half. It's 22-18. The Bulldogs have the lead. Hastings attacking in backcourt.
This is a Charles Dunbar brings it up with a left-handed dribble into the offensive scoring zone. Friedrich now. Free throw line extended right side out here to Bo Smith. Brings it back to Friedrich. Picked up there by Bacon. Friedrich on the wing. Now picked up by Marvin. Forces him way out here to the 10-second line. Friedrich comes over here to Robbie Thomas, who's back into the ball game now. Thomas dribbling with the ball. There's Friedrich again at the free throw line. Sends a pass down. Oh, intercepted. Intercepted there by Carson Bloom. He runs her back the other way. Three on three to the basket. His shot no good. Battle for the rebounds brought down by Bo Smith. Outlet pass comes to Dunbar. Dunbar two on two back the other way for the Bulldogs. Pulls up on the wing and will hold up now. Friedrich has got it out here in 3 points in its way. They run the offense. Here's Robbie Thomas with the ball. Thomas right in front of us. Now drives the ball down the lane. It's going to be poked away from behind. Out of bounds. Concordia will play things in underneath their own basket. 18 seconds left in the shot clock. 9:02 to play in the first half. Hastings College trailing Concordia by the score of 22-18. Bulldogs will play things in underneath their own basket. This is Dunbar. Looking, finally gets it into Bo Smith in the lane, forces up a shot over Marvin. It's going to be no good, and Marvin comes out of there with a rebound. Jake comes on the near sideline out of Woolman. They get the pass ahead. Bacon drives the baseline. Bacon moves it down in the corner to Bloom. 4-3, shot off the rim, no good. Rebound Marvin. Jake keeps it alive for Broncos. Out here to Carson Bloom on the wing. Back to Marvin. He drives. His reverse layup is up there and in. Jake Marvin, nice move to the basket. That's his first field goal. And the Broncos within 2 points now at 22-20. 8.5 minutes to play here in the first half. From the Walls Arena in Seward tonight. Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball action on 1230 KHIS. Joel Haywood has got it here on the near sideline as the Broncos stay with the man-to-man defense. Haywood goes over to Dunbar on the wing on the right side. Picked up over there by Carson Bloom of Hastings. Dunbar out of Bo Smith inside the free throw circle. Backs it on out. Lobs it into Purtell. A shot is up and in. Porter Bertel hits his third field goal of the ball game. He's got six. And the Bulldogs match their biggest lead of the ball game now at 24-20. Here's Marvin in the lane. His shot is off of the right side. No good. But he was fouling the play. Bertel picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And that's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. This is Jake Marvin going to the line. Marvin's a 70% foul shooter in the season. He is 19 out of 27 from the stripe this year. Hastings number four in the conference in free throw percentage at 71%. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings has really struggled from the free throw line the last month or so. The Broncos right around Christmas time was number one in the conference in free throw percentage. Now they've dropped down to fourth. They've had some rugged times from the charity stripe here in the last month or so. 24-20 is the score. The Bulldogs have a four-point lead. Next shot by Marvin from the line is up and in. So Jake Marvin has now got 3 points in the ball game for Hastings. Marvin checks out. Dylan Flynn comes back into the ball game. 8 minutes to play here in the first half. That's going to be Concordia inbounding the ball here in backcourt. Dunbar gets away from Bacon, brings it into the offensive zone. Dunbar comes over here to Haywood. Joel Haywood takes the ball out of the lane, throws it back out to Dunbar. 3 point territory comes across the top now to Schramm. Back to the right side. That's Brent Houchin with the ball. Houchin comes out to Dunbar. It's going to be a Bacon in his face defensively. Here's Robbie Thomas right in front of us. Robbie Thomas has his pocket picked here by Woolman. Woolman has got it back the other way. Comes back to the center of the floor. Drives it to the hole. A scoop shot no good. Tap try no good. And the rebound comes down to Concordia. Bulldogs have her back here. 7.5 to play in the first half. 24-21. Dogs have the lead. Here's Dunbar into the lane. Jump pass goes down in the corner. That's Haywood. He drives and a whistle and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Carson Bloom of Hastings. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three of the Broncos here in this first half of play. Non-shooting situation, so Concordia will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Joey Werning will play things in for the Bulldogs way out on top now as they get it to Robbie Thomas. Thomas out here in three-point territory, now to Haywood. As they move it to Houchin, now right side to Thomas. Tries to force her back inside. Houchin grabs the ball and a traveling violation is going to be called here on Houchin in the lane. He's got him deflected out of there. Houchin grabs it back and he's whistled for the traveling violation. 8 turnovers now on the Concordia Bulldogs in this first half. We have played 13 minutes. Concordia as they pretty well controlled things in the first half of this ball game. It's now a 24-21 ball game. The Dogs have the lead. Hamburger to Woolman on the wing. Kicks her back out here to Hamburger. Now to Zach Lena, left side of the lane. Lena drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. Good. Zach Lena hits his first field goal of the ball game. 24-23. Concordia's got a 1-point lead over the Broncos. Here's a long-range jumper. Haywood from the corner. Shot no good. One and done. Lohman grabs the ball for Hastings, running back the other way. Lohman comes to the near sideline to Hamburger. Out on top now to Lohman. Brings it back to Jake. Jake thought about the three. Passed it up. Goes to Lohman. Now to Jake. Works it inside now to Fleener, rather to Dylan Flynn. Sound as good, and he's fouling the play. So Hastings working the right side of the floor there. Got her inside to Dylan Flynn, and he's fouling the play here. As Flynn will go to the free throw line. The foul goes on Robbie Thomas of Concordia. That's going to be his first foul. Dylan Flynn will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Flynn, a 60% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Concordia. So Hastings College has got the lead now at 25-24. Dogs back in their offensive zone as they work against the Hastings man-to-man defense. Warning has got it. Bounce pass goes to the far sideline to Haywood. The ball chipped away. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be Concordia ball. The quick hands over there from Jake Hamburger. Tipping the ball away from Joel Haywood. So Concordia will play things in with 19 seconds left in the shot clock. Warning works the ball inside now to Haywood. Haywood dribbles down in the corner on the left side. Cross-court pass goes to the opposite corner. Wegner brings it up to the elbow, right side of the lane. Out to a Warning now. Over that far sideline. Warning out here in the three-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside, going for the basket. His shot is up and in. Brent Houchin right at the end of the shot clock scores there as he takes it to the hole. And the Bulldogs now have a 1-point lead over Hastings. It is 26-25. Here's Zach Lena, traveling violation on Hastings. A lot of unforced turnovers in the ball game for Hastings in this first half. Lena was basically by himself, left side of the lane, and he's whistled for the traveling violation. 6 turnovers on Hastings. And here comes the Bulldogs back the other way, and a charging foul is going to be whistled here. A charging foul is going to be whistled here as the Bulldogs team running back the other way. The basket does not count. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Joey Warning. That's going to be his first. As Dylan Flynn took one for the team right there as he was decked. As a Warning was taking that one to the basket. A charging foul there on the Joey Warning. And now Hastings College will get it back. 26-25. Bulldogs have a 1-point lead. There's Alex Thayer with the ball. Free throw line extended left side. The Hamburger comes over to Bacon. His shot inside the free throw circle is going to be no good. We got a foul and a rebound. Personal foul here is going to go on the Concordia. It's going to go on Houchin. That's going to be his first foul. And foul number 7 on the Bulldogs here in the first half of play. So now Hastings is in a bonus situation with 5:16 to play in this first half. Concordia's got a 1-point lead over Hastings by the score of 26-25. Either team has been able to break away here in this first half. Concordia has had as much as a 4-point lead. Hastings is led by as many as 2. That is it. It's been a seesaw battle so far. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line. He's got 4 points in the ball game. A couple of field goals. 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. This one rattles around, goes down through the hole. He'll have one more. Flynn, a 60% foul shooter in the season. He scored 21 points on Saturday. The Broncos beat Mount Marty 87-62 in Yankton. Next shot is up there. It is good by Dylan Flynn. He's been in double figures scoring-wise the last 3 games for the Broncos. Inbounds pass is deflected back out of bounds by Bacon. Concordia will try it again. 5:16 to play here in the first half. Hastings College has now got a 1-point lead again, 27-26. Broncos applying pressure here in backcourt. Haywood has got the ball on the right sideline. Haywood brings it into the offensive zone now for Concordia, picked up by Bacon. Haywood dribbling with the ball here. Goes to Bo Smith. Free throw line extended right side. Bo Smith dribbling with the ball. He's double-teamed. The ball swatted away. It is picked up here by the Dogs, though, to the near sideline. Warning has got it. Warning out here in 3-point territory. Skip pass goes down in the corner to Bo Smith for 3. Shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Wegner goes up and shot. No good. Ball tapped out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Max Wegner of Concordia. Hastings College will play things in. Here in backcourt with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. 27-26 Hastings. Bacon from the corner. Shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Wegner. Runs it back the other way for the Bulldogs. Wegner down the near sideline. His pass is going to be deflected right in front of us as a Hamburger comes crashing to the scorer's table. And the ball is going to be out of bounds, and it's going to be Concordia ball. I nearly had Jake Hamburger in my lap here on the press row. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play. in the first half. It's 27-26. The Broncos have a one-point lead. There's a warning with the ball now for Concordia. Reverses the ball, gets it to Bo Smith. Bo Smith gets away, dribbles down the lane, forces up a shot. It's up there, no good, but he's fouling the play. And Smith will go to the free throw line here for Concordia as he was fouled by the Broncos. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Alex Thayer. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line is going to be Bo Smith, 77% foul shooter. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bo Smith averaging 12.9 points per ball game, a 6'4" and senior from McKinney, Texas. He will have another shot here for Concordia. We're tied at 27. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So we're tied up at 27 points apiece now with 4:14 to play. He sings back. Bacon drives it to the hole, and he's going to be fouling the play. Bacon took off. He got the ball deep in the right corner and took it right to the hole. And he's fouled here by Joel Haywood. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to send Dane Bacon to the free throw line. Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Bacon to the free throw line. He has not scored so far tonight. Now he has, as he hits his first free throw. Bacon is 78% foul shooter in the season. And now the Concordia Bulldogs, they want to call a timeout. Marty Colway wants to talk things over. So we got a break in the action. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the first half. It's now Hastings 28, Concordia 27.
Caring about customers first is the Midas commitment and our pledge to you. Trust your Midas Auto Service and tire experts for all your car care needs. Midas is the best place for new tires. Stop into Midas and receive a free alignment check and a $75 mill-in rebate with the purchase of four select Cooper tires. Midas will also include free rotation and free flat repair for the life of your tires. Midas, total car care, total customer care. Midas of Grand Island and Kearney.
Limited time offer.
Trust the Midas touch.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Stewart tonight, Bronco basketball and 1230 KHAS. The women's scoreboard is now complete. The scores from tonight, Briar Cliff has beaten Midland by a score of 86-72. Dort beats Dakota State 81-79. Northwestern beat Dakota Wesleyan 69-66. We will see the Tigers on Sunday afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Mount Marty today upset Morningside by a score of 76-69. That game was in Sioux City tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan has just picked up a 3-point win over Doan, 54-51. Last night, Concordia beat Hastings here in Seward by a score of 76-57. A men's game tonight from the Big Ten. Nebraska loses to second-ranked Michigan by a score of 62-47. Hastings College leading here 28-27, a one-point lead with 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Dane Bacon will go to the free throw line for his second shot. It's up there. It's good. So Bacon. There's a warning with the ball there for Concordia. Dribbles down the right sideline, picked up by Bacon. Warning out here. Now he's going to be double-teamed as Marvin comes over and helps out. Down to Houchin in the corner. Out to Warning again. Over here on the wing on the right side, Hastings still in man-to-man. Warning dribbles with the ball. Bounce pass comes over here to Dunbar. Bombs it inside, down low, grabbing the ball. Houchin, his shot is up there. It's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Houchin right in front of the basket. He's fouling the play there by Jake Marvin as Jake goes for the block. Picks up a personal foul for his efforts. And Brent Houchin goes back to the free throw line here for Concordia. He has got a field goal and 2 points so far tonight. Houchin is a 6'7" and senior out of Bruning Davenport. So Brent Houchin to the free throw line, 29-27 is the score. Hastings College out on top by 2 points. And Houchin will toe the mark here. The official comes over to make sure everything is set here at the scorer's table. Now we're set to go as Houchin dribbles here at the free throw line. 3:44 to play in the first half. Shot is up there. It is good. Houchin hits the free throw. Concordia is still hitting very well from the field here. 64% against Hastings in the first half. They're 11 out of 17. The Broncos hitting just 42% of their shots, 9 out of 21. Second shot from the free throw line by Houchin is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Brady Woolman. Hustles into the fourth quarter, around the screen, moves it there, out to Marvin. Marvin swings it right side to Hamburger, 4-3, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Concordia. Bo Smith for the rebound, gets it out of Dunbar, into the fourth quarter, now to Warning as he dribbles out here in the three-point territory. It's a one-point lead for Hastings, 29-28. Men's College basketball action tonight. Dunbar with the ball on the wing. Gets away, drives into the basket, and scores. Charles Dunbar averaging 8 points per ball game. He's got 8 points here in the first half. Concordia back out on top now by a score of 30-29. The Dogs putting up a fight here tonight with the Broncos. There's Marvin in the lane. Jump pass goes over to the far side. Woolman for three. Shot won't go. Ball tapped around. It is picked up here by Brent Houchin. Houchin has got it now to Warning as they run her back the other way. Under 3 minutes to play here in the first half. The Bulldogs have a one-point lead. Wagner with the ball deep in the corner to the right side. Lobs it into Houchin. Spins. Tries to put up a shot against Marvin. He does. It scores it. Brent Houchin now with 5 points in the ball game. And now Concordia has got a three-point lead over Hastings, 32-29. Woolman in the lane. His shot is up and in. Woolman knocks down a defender down there. And no foul called as Woolman gets the field goal to go down. Slow in getting up down there was Bo Smith. So now what do we have down here? It's going to be Concordia playing things in. The score is now 32-31 as Woolman got the field goal to go down. And now Concordia will play things in here in backcourt. This is Charles Dunbar as he works against Dane Bacon in the offensive zone. The Bo Smith, bounce pass right side of the lane. They get it there, Houchin. Houchin again goes up against Marvin. His shot no good, but Jake is going to be hit with a personal foul, I do believe. Yeah, Jake Marvin picks up his third personal foul here in this first half of play. So down the scorer's table, checking in will be Zach Lena. It's going to be Houchin going to the free throw line, 32-31. The Bulldogs have a one-point lead over Hastings with 2:18 to play. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Houchin. He is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Houchin is a 65% foul shooter in the season. The Bulldogs putting up a fight here against Hastings in this first half. Concordia dead last in the conference at 2-7 coming in here. They are 5-10 in the season. They have not won since right before Thanksgiving. Second shot from the free throw line is up and in by Houchin. He's got 7 points. And now the Bulldogs match their one of their biggest leads in this first half with 34-31. Hastings working with the ball in their offensive zone with 2 minutes to play. Here in the first half, Alex Thayer looking for penetration. Now goes over to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Zach Lena. Out to Alex Thayer. Thayer dribbling on the ball. Comes over here to Woolman. Woolman to the near sideline as they get it to Bacon. And now a whistle stops play. We're going to have a foul called here. A defensive foul is going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Houchin. That's going to be his second. So second foul on Brent Houchin. That's going to be team foul number 9 in the Bulldogs. So we're going to have some free throws or at least a 1-1 situation here. Zach Lena will go to the line. Lena's got 2 points. He's a 70% foul shooter in the season. 35-50 from the line this year for Zach Lena. He'll have a 1-1. The Broncos are down by 3 points. Here's Zach at the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is off to the mark. It is no good. Broncos continue to struggle here in the last month from the free throw line. The Bulldogs still have a 3-point lead, 34-31. There's a Warning with the ball here from Concordia. Dribbles into the lane. Now backs around out. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Warning, double-teamed out here in three-point territory. Goes over to Haywood. There's a skip pass down in the left baseline, and his shot is up and in. That's Bo Smith scoring there. And now Concordia's got a 36-31 advantage. Driving back the other way. A shot's going to be blocked down. Alex Thayer taking that ball to the hole, but he has her knocked out there by Houchin of Concordia. So it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 1:27 to play. Concordia has opened up a 5-point lead over Hastings. 36-31. Here's Thayer. Not a Woolman. Woolman brings it back out to Thayer. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the 3-point territory. Hamburger on the deep wing left side. Comes across the top down to Thayer. Thayer dribbles the ball in the paint. Bounce pass down to Lena on the baseline. Zach working, spinning, trying to put a man in the air. Zach has got to give her up. Over here on the right side to Woolman for three. Shots over the front iron, no good. Rebound, Lena goes back up. Shot good, and he's going to be whistled for the traveling violation. Zach Lena is going to be whistled for the traveling violation. He thought he had a foul there. The basket does not count, so Concordia is going to get the ball here. 1 minute, 3 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings College is down by 5 points to Concordia. It is 36-31. Here comes Dylan Flynn into the ballgame now for Hastings. Lena will come out. Hastings will attack back here in backcourt. Inbounding the ball is going to be Robbie Thomas. Thomas will inbound. He gets it into Dunbar. Dunbar will bring things up now against Dane Bacon of Hastings. Dunbar approaching the midcourt stripe. Gets it across the midcourt stripe here to Joey Warning. There's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Thayer. He drives, shoots, and scores. Alex Thayer gets the deflected pass. He picks it back up and scores. Concordia now with 9 turnovers in the ballgame, 36-33. Hastings is down by 3 points. Dunbar has got the ball with the Dogs. We're down to 35 seconds to play, about a 10-second differential. And now we got a foul called here. A personal foul is going to be called on Woolman of Hastings. Brady Woolman is whistled for his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So now going to the free throw line will be Joey Warning for Concordia. He's a 50% foul shooter on the season. And his shot is up there. It rattles out there. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings down by 3, 36-33. Now the Broncos will go for the final shot here as the shot clock is off. Alex Thayer has got it now to Brady Lohman. Lohman brings her out here in the 3-point territory near the midcourt stripe. Picked up by Dunbar. We're down to 13 seconds to go. There's a pass down the right sideline, deflected out of bounds. Robbie Thomas deflects the ball away from Dane Bacon. So Hastings will play things in right in front of the Concordia bench. 10 seconds to play here in the first half. They go into the backcourt here, and Woolman has got it. Back into the offensive zone. Alex Thayer. That'll Woolman. 5 seconds. Woolman hops inside, takes it to the basket. His shot's going to be blocked down, but a foul is called. Robbie Thomas is the guilty party here as Woolman took it right to the hole. Thomas picks up his second personal foul. And that's going to send one of the best free throw shooters in the conference to the free throw line. That's Brady Woolman. He had 16 points the other day. But we beat Mount Marty up in Yankton by a score of 87-62. Woolman's got 4 points so far in this game. And his shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Woolman, usually pretty automatic there. He's an 86% foul shooter. 36-33. Hastings down by 3 with 2.6 seconds to play. They're in the first half. Brady Woolman will have another one. His shot is up there. That one rattles home. It is good. 36-34. Down the far sideline is Dunbar from half court. He throws it up there, and the shot is no good. So the Concordia Bulldogs putting up a fight here tonight with Hastings College in action in the Great Plains Athletic Conference after the first half here in Seward tonight. The score is Concordia 36, Hastings College 34. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings trailing Concordia at the break. The score is 36-34. Concordia with a lead. Our halftime show tonight presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Hastings in the first half of play hit 11 out of 27 from the field for 40.7%. Concordia 14 out of 21 for 66.7%. The Broncos knocked down only 1 of 9 from 3-point territory for 11%. Concordia was 0 out of 3. For the free throw line, Hastings was 11 out of 16 for 68%. Concordia was 8 out of 11 for 72%. Rebounds in the first half. Hastings had 13. Concordia had 15. The Broncos out rebounding Concordia on the offensive glass 5-1. The Broncos have got 8 turnovers so far in the first half of play. Concordia has turned the ball over 11 times. Hastings has got 1 block shot and 7 steals. Concordia has got 3 block shots and 1 steal. Leading rebounder for Hastings College in the first half of play was Jake Hamburger. He had 3. And the leading rebounder for Concordia in the first half was Bo Smith. He had 4. Concordia has got the lead over Hastings College. The score is 36-34 at halftime. It was a seesaw battle throughout the entire first half of play. In fact, the score was tied 9 times, and we had 7 lead changes. Nobody really broke away from the pack. Hastings had a 2-point lead early in the ball game. Concordia's biggest lead was 5 points at 36-31 with 1:37 remaining in the first half. And right now it's 36-34. The Broncos are down by 2 points here at the break. Scoring in the first half, Charles Dunbar. He has got 4 field goals and 8 points to lead Concordia. Brent Houchin, he's got 2 field goals, and he's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 7. Joel Haywood has got 2 field goals. He's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 6 points. Porter Bertel has got 3 field goals. He has got 6 points in the ball game. Then Max Wegner, he's got a field goal, and he is 2 out of 2 from the line. He's got 4. Bo Smith, he has got a field goal. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Bobby Thomas has got the other field goal. He's got 2 points in the ball game for Concordia. Hastings College getting plenty of people in the scoring column here tonight. Jake Hamburger, Dylan Flynn, Brent Wells, all with 6 points apiece to pace the Broncos here in the first half. Hamburger has knocked down a 3 and a 2. He's also 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for his 6. Brent Wells has got 2 field goals, 2 of 2 from the line for 6 points. Dylan Flynn, a couple of field goals, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 6. Brady Lohman has got a field goal. He's 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 5 points. Alex Thayer, a couple of field goals for 4. Jake Marvin has got a field goal. He's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. 2 points for Dane Bacon on a couple of free throws. 2 points for Zach Lena on a field goal. Hastings College again trailing Concordia at halftime on a score of 36-34. Women's college basketball in the conference tonight. It was Briar Cliff beating Midland University by a score of 86-72. Dort over Dakota State in a non-conference game, 81-79. Northwestern held on to beat Dakota Wesleyan tonight, 69-66. We will see Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday afternoon back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Mount Marty surprised Morningside in Sioux City tonight, 76-69. That was Nebraska Wesleyan over Doan, 54-51. Everybody else is playing doubleheaders throughout the conference, with the exception of this Hastings-Concordia ball game. Men's contest earlier tonight in the Big Ten, Nebraska losing to second-ranked Michigan by a score of 62-47. And at halftime, Concordia with a lead over Hastings, 36-34. Coming up next, we've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week from Hastings College, and then Tyson Evronik will join us with Hastings College Spotlight. Second half is straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHIS.
There's so much going on right now that you don't know where to start. Easy. If you're looking for a perfect gift for somebody right now, think Valentino's in Hastings. When you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your playoff game party, which would be fantastic with the Valentino's Bowl Special. 2 award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49, and then add 10 hot wings for just $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember, Valentino's and Hastings delivers.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, we head out to the links for your golf athlete, Jeremy Merman from Glenville, Nebraska. Jeremy's a senior, majoring in music education with a 3.97 GPA. Athletically, he's been an outstanding freshman golfer. He was an NAIA Scholar Athlete and is the co-captain for the 2012-2013 team. Academically, he's a member of the Alpha Chi Outstanding Male Sophomore. He's in marching band, symphonic, and pep bands. He's also a piano accompanist and is on the Executive Council and Cabinet and is a member of the National Association for Music Educators. In his free time, Jeremy enjoys hunting, fishing, and, well, as you might imagine, songwriting. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, men's golfer Jeremy Merman from Glenville, Nebraska. The Scholar Athlete of the Week is brought to you each week by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales salutes the athletes for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
There's so much going on right now that you don't know where to start. Easy. If you're looking for a perfect gift for somebody right now, think Valentino's in Hastings. When you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your playoff game party, which would be fantastic with the Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49, and then add 10 hot wings for just $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember, Valentino's and Hastings delivers.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. Brought to you by Krieger Electric of Hastings, your local Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havronik for Hastings College Spotlight.
Krieger Electric Company serves the greater Hastings Quad County area with complete electrical service for commercial businesses, industry, and your home. Krieger Electric is now a proud dealer of Kohler Home Generators. Don't let your neighbor's home be the only one with the lights on during a power outage. Kohler Home Generators give you dependable power and security. And when you support world-class products with a trusted local dealer that's 100% skilled, trained, and qualified like Krieger Electric is, there really is no comparison.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Havronik with you. Joining us will be Samantha Kitka. She's a Hastings College graduate, was a part of the Hastings College Rodeo Program, and is now Miss Rodeo Nebraska 2013.
Let's talk just a little bit about this. First of all, congratulations on the 2013 Miss Rodeo Nebraska. Talk maybe just a little bit about what it's been like here since being named Miss Rodeo Nebraska.
Well, first of all, this is one of my something that I've been doing since June as Lady in Waiting, and it hasn't really hit me yet that I'm actually Miss Rodeo Nebraska. It's been a lot of fun. I've been keeping myself busy and visiting places all over the state so far, and I'm just looking forward to starting out this year and meeting a whole bunch of wonderful people all over. So it's going to be a great experience.
And talk maybe just a little bit about the rodeo life, how you've been out traveling and meeting a bunch of new people. Talk about life on the road.
Well, with rodeo, there's a lot of traveling. So I'm a little bit used to traveling quite a bit. And going to these rodeos is a lot of fun. And you see a lot of things when you're out on the road, a lot of scenery, but you also see a lot of different things that you wouldn't see just in our state. So there's a lot of things to expect. Flat tires and things like that, and stopping to get something quick to eat. So there's a lot to do and a lot of different things that we will be looking forward to when we travel about 30,000 miles this next year.
And coming up, that's obviously traveling that many miles. That's going to take a lot of funds as well, and you're going to be having on the 19th over at the Adams County Fairgrounds the announcing the coronation and the fundraiser. Talk maybe just a little bit about what this event's all about.
Correct. I'm going to have my coronation on January 19th, which is the kickoff to my year. It's the official crowning, and the last year's queen, Sierra Peterson, will hand over the crown to me. We will have a dinner, and there will also be a live band, the James Lee Band, which is one of the current upcoming bands in Nebraska that will be there playing from 9 o'clock on. So it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of great friends and families are going to be there. And the dance is open to the public. If they'd like to reserve a ticket, they can call 308-870-3429. And all of these funds go for helping me travel this next year, as well as prepare for Miss Rodeo America in next December.
Now, you were a Hastings College graduate. Talk a little bit about how you were able to go through being a student, but yet continue with this rodeo lifestyle, continue to keep that in the forefront as well.
I was actually one of the first three girls on the Hastings College rodeo team. And so that's how I got involved with Hastings College, and I was the first girl to first student to ever compete all 4 years for Hastings College and graduate. I graduated last May, and it's always just been a passion of mine. Rodeo is something that I definitely wanted to do, and that's what attracted me to Hastings College. And I got my four-year degree in human services there, and it was just a great experience. And rodeo definitely helped build character, and you learn a lot of life lessons when you're part of rodeo.
And maybe just talk a little bit about some of those life lessons that you've learned since you've been involved in the rodeo program.
A lot of the girls and boys in the rodeo programs have to get up at 6 o'clock before they go to their 8 o'clock class and do chores and clean out the pen before they even have breakfast themselves. So you really learn a lot of responsibility, and you have to take care of an animal the first day of college, as well as yourself. So it's a lot of things that you learn all at once, and a lot of responsibility and integrity, as well as just the hard work aspect behind it. You have to be a dedicated person to be in rodeo, involved, and keep that competitive drive, as well as be a really good student. You have to have a 2.0 or higher at least to compete for college rodeo. And when you're on the road all the time, there were some rodeos that we traveled up to 13 hours, and you run in getting a flat tire and things like that. So there's a lot of different things that help you grow throughout your life when you're involved with rodeo.
Once again, that's Samantha Kitka, Miss Rodeo Nebraska 2013. If you want to hear more of my conversation with Samantha, tune in tomorrow morning for the Sunrise 60 Morning Show. She will be my guest for Sunrise 60 Close-Up. That airs about 7:32 right here on 1230 KHAS. But for now, let's get you back out to the second half. It's Hastings College basketball here on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or what if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at hastingsfamilychiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, as we come back, Hastings College comes out of the gates. They hit a couple of field goals, one by Dylan Flynn, a turnover in Concordia. Brady Woolman comes back and gets a field goal for the Broncos. All of a sudden, Hastings has got the lead 38-36 here over Concordia. Welcome back to the second half. We're at the Walls Arena in Seward here tonight. Here's Dunbar with the ball as he tries to take it to the hole. He's going to be fouling the play. So Flynn got the first field goal. Brady Woolman got the second one. Hastings they scored the first 4 points here in the second half. And now they get a personal foul as well. It's going to go on Bloom. That's going to be his second first teamer on the Broncos here in half number two. Concordia will play things in outside to Bo Smith. Entry pass. They get it to Bertel. His shot is up there and in. Porter Bertel scores. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, and now we're tied up at 38 points apiece. Just underway here in the second half from Seward tonight. Wells has got the ball. Not a Lohman. They get over here to Carson Bloom. Spins. Takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Nice move to the basket there by Carson Bloom. Falling down underneath the basket. Shot is going to count. And Carson Bloom will go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. So Carson Bloom gets his first field goal of the ball game. Now he'll add to the total right here as he will toe the free throw line for Hastings College. Bloom, a 68% foul shooter on the season. He is 22 out of 32 from the free throw line. As Carson Bloom will go to the line here for Hastings. 40-38. The Broncos with a two-point lead. Shot from the line is up there and in. So Carson Bloom is going to come out of the ball game now. Alex Thayer will check in. 18-38 to play in the ball game. Hastings now has a three-point lead at 41-38. This is the biggest lead that Hastings has had in the ball game. It's been a A tight basketball game. Well, much of this contest here tonight. Nine times the game has been tied. Seven lead changes in the first half. There's a shot, no good. Foul shot up there, no good. And a foul is going to be called. Max Wagner is going to be fouled in the play. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings College. And that's going to send Wagner to the free throw line here. As a foul went on Dylan Flynn, that's going to be his first. Team foul number one on Hastings. So Wagner goes to the free throw line here for Concordia. And his first shot is up there and in. Max Wagner down 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Came in hitting only 54% of his foul shots. 41-39. Hastings by 2. Make it 1 as the next free throw goes down the hole for Wagner. 41-40. Hastings with the lead. The Broncos have the ball back in their offensive scoring zone. Lohman goes inside to Wells all alone. His shot is up and in. Brent Wells gets the field goal, but a nice pass by Brady Lohman. He gets the assist. The Broncos again with a 3-point lead, 43-40 here in the second half. Here's Bertella's shot good. A collision underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. Brent Wells picks up the foul for a block. That's going to be a second. And that's going to send Porter Bertel to the free throw line here for the Concordia Bulldogs. He's now got 8 points in the ball game, a 64% foul shooter on the season. As a big guy goes to the free throw line and his shot is up and in. So now we are tied up here in the second half at 43 points apiece. The Broncos in a dogfight here tonight with the Concordia Bulldogs. We're 2 minutes into the second half, tied at 43. Hastings with the ball. They lob it here. Dylan Flynn, he goes to the basket, and he has it knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Flynn working the left side of the floor here as it knocked out of his hands. And it's going to be Hastings playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. We're tied up at 43. Flynn drives the baseline, then dishes off. His shot is up there and in. Brent Wells scoring there. Flynn got the penetration down the lane, and dishes off for the last second to Wells, who lays it in. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame. Hastings with a 2-point lead, 45-43. Here's Bertel, works it inside to Bo Smith. He is hammered on the play. Bo right in front of the basket, runs into Flynn and Wells. They were both there, and a personal foul is going to be called on the Dane Bacon sliding over to help out there in the lane. First foul on Dane. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Broncos. Bo Smith goes to the free throw line now for Concordia. He's got 3 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there. It's good. Bo Smith hits the free throw. Concordia doing a good job from the charity stripe tonight. They're now 11 out of 14 from the line in this ballgame. Next shot is up there. It is good by Smith. So he hits a pair, and we're tied up at 45 points apiece now here in the second half. Back the other way comes Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Thayer on the far sideline. Alex Thayer now to Wells. He takes the ball down the lane. Dumps it off on the baseline and back outside. Here's Lohman for 3. His shot is up there. It's off the left side. No good. Bo Smith will grab the rebound for Concordia. Smith gets it away to Haywood. Haywood brings it up now as he dribbles behind his back. Gets it to the midcourt stripe against Alex Thayer. Haywood gets away. Throws it to the near side. With the basketball there is Wagner. Takes it down on the baseline. He stops there. Comes here to Haywood. Out in the three-point territory now to Dunbar. The Porter Bertel free throw line extended left side. Picked up out there by Dylan Flynn. There's Bo Smith, top of the key. Wagner down low to Bertel, and a foul is called. They work that baseline to the big guy, Porter Bertel, and a personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Flynn. It's going to be Concordia playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Hayward looks to play things in. He does to Wagner out here in three-point territory to Dunbar. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Dunbar underhands the ball here to Haywood. Out of Bo Smith down in the corner there. That's Max Wagner with the ball. Bo Smith left side of the lane. Cross-court pass comes to the near side. A three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer by Joel Haywood as he nails that one right in front of the Concordia bench. 48-45, the Bulldogs now with a three-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Here's Jake Marvin, spins on the baseline. His shot over Bertel is good. Jake Marvin scoring there. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 5 points. Bulldogs still leading by one, 48-47. Here's Dunbar with the ball. Comes across the top, now to Wegger. Two-handed pass inside. They get it to Haywood with his back to the basket. Spins in the lane. Now we got a traveling violation. Joel Haywood has called for the extra steps inside. 13 turnovers now on Concordia. So Hastings can pull ahead here with a 2-point field goal. We're 4 minutes into the second half, 16 minutes to go in the ballgame. Concordia out on top of Hastings by a score of 48-47. Concordia trying to break a 9-game losing streak in this ballgame tonight. Here's Alex Thayer. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Hamburger. He trips over Bacon, but Bacon picks up the ball. Bacon comes to Hamburger. Sends it down in the corner to Lohman. 4-3. That shot's off of the back iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Wagner. He's going to be called for the steps. Wagner is calling for the traveling violation. Wanted to send a jump pass to the far sideline, but couldn't get rid of it. And he comes back down on the floor. A traveling violation. So Concordia turns it away for the 14th time here in the ball game. Hastings will now play things in right underneath their own basket to the right side. 15:35 to play in the ball game. Hastings trailing Concordia by a score of 48-47 tonight. Here's Braden Woolman playing things in to Dane Bacon in the lane. Scoop shot is up there. That one won't go. Tip try, no good. Rebound comes down to Haywood. Haywood gets to the far sideline. Long pass down the floor. Grabbing the ball, shooting and scoring is Wagner. Max Wagner now with 8 points in the ball game. 50-47. Here's Bacon at the other end. His shot is up and in. So Dane Bacon gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. The two teams trade baskets. And the Broncos still find themselves down by one. It is 50-49. Here's Joel Haywood with the ball. On the dribble, moves it to the right side of the floor. Down in the corner now to a Warning who's back into the ball game. Warning looking to drive the ball against there. Can't do it. Stomps down there in the corner. Comes out here on the wing to Houchin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger. Comes back the other way. Lohman brings it back 2-on-3. Draws traffic and a foul is called. As Lohman goes up with a shot there, Brady now goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Max Wagner. That's going to be his second. Actually, his first foul. Team foul number 2 on the Dogs here in the second half of play. So Brady Lohman goes to the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ball game. The third best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week as he will toe the mark. First shot is up there. It's no good. Lohman now is uncharacteristically is 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He had missed just 10 free throws all season long. 50-49 is the score. Hastings is still down by 1 point with 14:49 to play in the contest. Loma's next free throw is up there. It's good. Lohman now with 8. And now we're tied up at 50 points apiece. As this tight battle continues here in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Wagner has got the ball down the far sideline. Wagner brings it into the offensive zone. 200 pass comes out to a Warning out here in 3-point territory. Wagner now free throw line extended left side. Top of the key, Warning. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Has it knocked loose, but it's picked up there in the lane. A shot by Houchin is going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touchdown there by Hamburger of Hastings. So Concordia will playing things in underneath their own basket. To the left side, Bronco basketball tonight brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. 14:28 to play in the ball game. Concordia is holding right with Hastings College in this ball game tonight. That's a Warning with the ball, 6 seconds on the shot clock. There's a bounce pass down on the baseline. It's going to be tipped away. It goes out of bounds. And Concordia again will play things in. Zach Schran is into the ball game now for Concordia. 6'4" and sophomore out of Fort Wayne, Indiana. And now we got 3 seconds left in the shot clock, 14:16 remaining on the game clock. They lob it out here. It's going to be a traveling violation call to Max Wagner. He was looking to drive it maybe down the left side of the lane, but he falls down in a traveling violation out here in 3-point territory. 15 turnovers now on Concordia in the ball game. We are tied up at 50 points apiece. Hastings will have the ball. Here's Alex Thayer. Brings it into the offensive zone. Concordia is still in a man-to-man defense. Alex Thayer comes to the near side to Brady Lohman. Down in the corner, Wells drives the ball into the paint, throws it out to Alex Thayer. The Hamburger, down to Lohman, back down in the left corner. With the basketball down there is going to be Jake Marvin. Marvin brings it out to Brady Lohman. Bombs it back left side of the lane. Marvin has got it, backs up, tries to put a move on, puts up a shot, is good. Jake Marvin puts it off of the window and scores. He's got 7 points in the ball game. The Broncos have the lead again. Hastings 52 and Concordia 50. There's a Joel Haywood with the ball, and now Concordia wants to call a timeout. So Hastings College has got the lead here. 13 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 52, Concordia 50.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
All right, we got some bin scores now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Northwestern is out on top of Dakota Wesleyan at halftime. It is 35-34. Doan and Nebraska Wesleyan, they are tied up at 28 points apiece. They are late in the first half. Briar Cliff is out on top of Midland to start the second half. It is now 34-26. Those are the men's scores from around the GPAC. Also, beginning in the second half, Morningside is out on top of Mount Marty by the score of 51-28. Hastings College has now got a two-point lead over Concordia. 52-50 is the score. The Bulldogs led at halftime by the score of 36-34. Neither team has had much of a lead in this one. Concordia is led by as many as 5 points late in the first half. Hastings College, their biggest lead has been three. Basically playing between those two figures all night long here. Concordia putting up a good test with the Broncos here tonight. Joel Haywood with a shot to ball, dribbles down to the baseline, throws it back out here to Bertel, who's back into the ball game. Out to Robbie Thomas, who re-enters the contest as well. Haywood, behind his screen from Bertel, moves it to the top of the key. Three-pointer put up there. It's off of the mark, no good. Battle for the rebound. Grabbed there by the Dogs, back up. And shot is up and in. Bo Smith grabs the offensive board and a putback. He's got 7 points. We're now tied up at 52 points apiece and a traveling violation on Hastings. Hamburger down in the corner trying to create something down there. He's whistled for the traveling violation. That's 9 turnovers now. And now we're going to have a technical foul called on Jake Hamburger. So we've got 9 turnovers on Hastings. Jake Hamburger is now going to be hit with a technical foul here. And going to the free throw line is going to be Joel Haywood. Haywood is a 86% foul shooter, second best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. He's got 9 points tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Haywood knocks one down here for Concordia. That gives the Bulldogs the lead now at 53-52. Next shot is up there. It is good. That gives Concordia the lead at 54-52. And now Concordia will play things in here in backcourt. So a technical foul on Jake Hamburger after Jake is whistled for a traveling violation, said something to the official, and officials rung her up with a technical foul. 54-52, now the Dogs have the lead. Here's Haywood in the lane, takes it down to the basket, and he throws it out here to Dunbar. Out of Robbie Thomas, out in three-point territory. Thomas comes across the top to Dunbar, lobs it inside. Bertel grabs the ball down deep. He is double-teamed. There's a pass into the corner. It's going to be deflected, and it's brought out of there by Hastings. Brought out of there by the Broncos. Carson Bloom gets it to a Woolman, now driving the baseline. Bacon, his shot is up and in. Dane Bacon hits his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 6 points. Now we're tied up at 54 points apiece. Here's Dunbar with the ball to the near sideline to Haywood. Out to Dunbar. Dribbles behind the screen from Bertel. Moves it to the wing on the left side. His shot is up there. That one no good. Rebound Bertel. Follow shot good. Porter Bertel now with the 11 points in the ballgame. 56-54. Concordia leading by two. Here's a Woolman out to Bacon for three. His shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound. Hastings has got it. That's a Marvin with the ball. Sends it over on the wing on the right side. Carson Bloom. Backs are back out for the Bronco offense. We're approaching the 12-minute mark here in the ballgame. Hastings trailing 56-54. Here's Brent Wells in the lane. Spins, goes to the basket, a shot good. Brent Wells scoring there. He's got 12 points in the ballgame. We're tied up at 56 points apiece now. 11:50 to play in the contest. Here's Robbie Thomas with the ball. Moves it on the dribble to the top of the key. Over here on the wing to Joel Haywood. He drives the ball between a couple of defenders. Loses control of the ball and goes out of bounds, but it was knocked down by Hastings. Flynn comes in. Hamburger comes in for Hastings. Coming out for the Broncos, it's going to be a Woolman and also Jake Marvin. 11:38 to play here in the ball game. We're tied up at 56 points apiece. Concordia will play things in to the right side of their basket down here in the baseline. Haywood. Looking. He comes out on top. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Bacon. Drives the ball. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try is up there. Good. Carson Bloom trailing the play. Gets the offensive board and the putback. And the Broncos go back on top now at 58-56. Men's College basketball action for you here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Robbie Thomas around the screen. Boots it to the free throw line. His pass is deflected. Taken down there by Hamburger. He drives the ball the other way. His shot no good. And he's fouling the play. Hamburger gets the interception of the pass. Takes it to the rest of the way, and he is hammered on the play back at the other end. Haywood picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. I've got Concordia now with 17 turnovers in the basketball game. Hamburger goes to the free throw line for Hastings. So far, Jake has got 6 points in the ball game, all in the first half. 1 out of 2 from the line. He'll have 2 shots here. as he was mauled in the active shooting. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. We're at the Walls Arena in Seward tonight, home of the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings College now with a three-point lead, 59-56. 11-14 to play in the ball game. Hamburger will have one more. His shot is up there. That one is good. So Hastings now with a four-point lead. That's as big as the margin that they have had here tonight. Not a whole lot of breathing room in this contest. Joey Warning has got the ball here for Concordia. Bounce pass out to Bertel, playing beyond the three-point circle. As the big guy throws it here on the wing on the right side to Warning again. Takes it inside the free throw circle. Now the wing to a Wagner. Bounce pass comes inside. It's going to be too far. Bertel trying to get there, and he couldn't get it. Couldn't get the ball. Hastings comes down with it. Here's Dane Bacon down in the right corner. Hamburger saves it from going out of bounds. Out to Carson Bloom. Back inside to Wells. Pass across the lane to Flynn. His shot is up there. It is good, but it won't count. An offensive charging foul is going to be whistled on Dylan Flynn as he's going to be whistled for a charge down here, driving the ball to the basket. 10:41 to play in the ball game. Flynn gets hit with his third personal foul in the contest. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. Here comes Concordia back the other way. Warning. He drives it. The ball is going to be tipped loose and is picked up by Hastings. Turnover number 19 now on the Bulldogs. Hastings with a four-point lead at 60-56. They've got the ball. Here's a Carson Bloom to Wells, and now we're going to have a foul called again as Carson Bloom hits the deck on the far side. The foul is going to be whistled here on Concordia. It's going to be going Bo Smith. That's going to be his first, and now the Dogs want to call a timeout. Concordia calls a timeout, 10 minutes and 25 seconds to play. In the ball game, it's Hastings 60, Concordia 56.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos having a tough time of shooting the ball here tonight. 22 out of 45 for 48%, but they're just 1 out of 12 from three-point territory, 8%. Concordia is still hitting 60% of their field goal tries at 20 out of 33. They are 1 out of 5 on three-pointers for 20%. There's a shot by Hamburger from three-point range. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Wagner. Here comes Dunbar with the ball now down the near sideline for Concordia. Hastings with a four-point lead, 60-56. Dunbar, short baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Flynn. Outlet pass to the far sideline. Goes to Woolman. Woolman in the corner now to Jake Hamburger, trying to drive it. Spins left side of the lane. Loses control, but is picked up here by Woolman. Back out to Jake. Free throw line extended left side. Flips it back to Woolman. Hastings with a four-point lead, 60-56. Under 10 minutes to play in the ballgame. Hamburger on the wing. Dribbles into the top of the key. Bounce pass down the left side of the lane. That's going to be Flynn. Spins in the lane. He's going to be called for the steps. Drew a lot of traffic inside. Tran was there for the Concordia Bulldogs. Brent Houchin was there. And Hastings whistled for the traveling violation. That's 10 turnovers now on the Broncos in the ballgame. 60-56. The Broncos have a four-point lead. 9:39 to play here in the contest. Joey Warning has got the ball here in backcourt for Concordia. Approaches the midcourt stripe. Gets it across that half-court stripe to Wagner over there on the wing, left side. Picked up by Bacon. Top of the key, Tran has got it down. Picked up there by a woman. Tran looking to drive it, can't do it. Hands it away. That's going to be Warning. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it over here to Dunbar on the wing. Lobs it down low. Grabbing the ball there is Houchin. He loses control of it as Hastings comes back there to help out and knocks the ball out of the hands of Houchin. So it's going to be Concordia playing things in underneath their own basket. Michigan beat Nebraska tonight in Ann Arbor in men's college basketball, 62-47. Huskers now 9-7 in the season. They're 0-3 in the conference. Concordia plays things in. Houchin, the big guy, gets into the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's called for the steps. He was working hard, banging in there with Dylan Flynn of Hastings, and he's called for the traveling violation inside. Here comes Marvin in the ballgame now for Flynn. Bacon is going to come out of the contest as well as Brent Wells is back in there. 60-56. Hastings holding on to a four-point lead here tonight. Men's college basketball action from Walls Arena in Seward. Hastings will come back with the ball. Here's Brady Lohman on the dribble now. Right-handed dribble brings it into the offensive scoring zone. Man-to-man defense here for Concordia. Here's Carson Bloom behind his screen. Circles around, takes it to the top of the key. Moves it on the wing on the right side. Lohman has got it. Lohman out of Hamburger to Carson Bloom. He takes it down on the baseline in the dribble. Carson Bloom back out into three-point territory. Lohman's top of the key. Lobs it out of Marvin at the elbow, right side. Marvin has it knocked loose, picks her back up. Jake goes to Hamburger. He drives to the basket. His shot is up and good, and he's fouling the play. Jake Hamburger gets the field goal to go down for Hastings, and he is fouled in a play here by Houchin. That's going to be his third. So Hastings now with a six-point lead in the ball game. It's 62-56. Broncos have scored the last 6 points in the ball game now after this thing was tied up at 56. So Hamburger goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos. Hamburger has now got 10 points in the ball game for Hastings, and his shot from the free throw line is up and in. He's now 4 out of 5 from the line. Hastings 63, Concordia 56. It's 7-0 run for Hastings here in the second half. There's a pass deflected again. Hastings tries to save it but can't get it to it. Carson Bloom had his hands on it down there for the Broncos deep in the left corner. 8 minutes and 29 seconds to play. Hastings College has got a 7-point lead. It is 63-56. Warning will play things in. Baseline right side, clear into the corner. Now he lobs it here to a Wagner. Wagner comes out on top to a Haywood. Haywood out here in 3 points there. Troy Hastings is going to go to a zone defense, it looks like, in this possession. Nope, they're back to man. Here's a Bo Smith here on the near sideline. Bo Smith gives her up down in the corner. That's Wagner with the ball. Wagner picked up by Lohman. His pass to the elbow. They get it to the warning. Then inside to Bertel. His shot no good, but he's draw a personal foul inside. Broncos were hanging all over him. That's Jake Marvin picking up the foul. So three fouls now on Jake Marvin. And going to the free throw line here is going to be Bertel for Concordia. Bertel's shot is up there. It's going to be off the right side. No good. Porter Bertel has now got 11 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings on a 7-0 run here in the second half. Next shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. Gets it to Carson Bloom here in the offensive zone now. Carson Bloom on the far sideline for Hastings. Comes out to Hamburger, top of the key. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Throws it out to Marvin on the wing. His shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot is up and in. Carson Bloom gets the offensive board and the putback. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 65-56. They're on a 9-0 run. We're down to 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in the ball game. There's a warning. He drives the ball underneath the hole, throws it down in the corner on the left side to Wagner. Wagner off balance. He comes out here and throws it out to Porter Bertel out near the 10-second line, who immediately gives the ball away to a warning. He tries to drive it. He's double-teamed. Throws it in the corner now to Haywood. Haywood takes it into the lane, dumps it off now to Bertel. His shot is up and in. Porter Bertel scoring there. He's got 13 points in the ball game, and that breaks the run here for Hastings. It's now 65-58. Broncos with a 7-point lead with 7 minutes to play. Here comes Wells. Jump pass down in the corner. They get it to Carson Bloom. Back out on the wing to Hamburger. His shot barely draws iron. Rebound comes down to Marvin, and a foul is called. A foul is going to go here on Concordia. It's going to go on Porter Bertel. That's going to be his second. That's team foul number 6 on the Bulldogs here in the second half of play. So a non-shooting situation. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Lohman lobs it into Marvin. His shot is up there at the end. Off of the inbound, Brady Lohman finds Jake Marvin, who is sliding toward the basket. He's now got 9 points in the ballgame. It's 67-58. Hastings College with a lead here. There's a Bo Smith to the ball. Smith comes to the near sideline to Joey Warning. He lobs it inside. Wagner, his shot is up and in. Max Wagner scoring there. He's now got 10 points in the ballgame, 67-60. Hastings College with a 7-point lead. We're down to 6.5 minutes to play here in this one. Broncos have the ball back into the forecourt. Here's Marvin, drives it down the right side of the lane, spins. It's going to be knocked loose. We're going to have a foul called. A foul is going to go here on Joey Warning. That's going to be his second. And that's going to send Jake Marvin to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Barry Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics for the 2012-2013 season. Jake Marvin to the free throw line for the Broncos. He has got 9 points in the ballgame. His shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds. And they say it was last touched here by Hastings. Looked like Wagner had to go off of his fingertips. And now the official is going to confer down here. And they're going to give the ball to Hastings. We're right on the floor. And that looked like Max Wagner was the last to touch it. He went sprinting back the other way. He thought he maybe got away with one there. But the officials confer. Hastings College will play things in. Lohman in the lane is going to flip the ball to Flynn, and now we're going to have a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. The Hamburger gets hit with a foul there. Dylan Flynn grabs the ball in the lane off of the inbound. 67-60 is the score. Broncos have a 7-point lead. Bo Smith has got the ball for Concordia, gets it into the hands of Haywood. Haywood brings it into the offensive zone here for Concordia. Broncos still with the man-to-man defense as we approach the six-minute mark here in the ball game. Bo Smith has got it top of the key, drives the ball against Lohman, takes it down to the baseline, throws up a off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. He's drawn the personal foul here on Brent Wells. And that's going to send Bo Smith to the free throw line. He just took it down the right side of the lane. And he is fouled into play as he goes tumbling out of bounds. Bo Smith to the free throw line. 3 out of 4 so far tonight. Shot is up there. That one is no good. He will get one more. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Broncos with a 7-point lead. Make it 6 as Bo Smith gets his second free throw to go down through the hole. Hastings with the ball. Hamburger into the forecourt, now to Lohman. Lobs it inside to Dylan Flynn. Flynn working against Bertel. Tries to put him in the air. Throws it down in the corner to Wells. Back outside, down to Carson Bloom. Dribble penetration, now to Hamburger. Hamburger at the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. The ball tapped around and is picked up here by Warning. Warning has got it for Concordia. Works against Hamburger back the other way. Jump pass back outside. Haywood for three. Shot good. Joel Haywood hits a three ball. He's got 14. 67-64. Hastings College now with a 3-point lead with 5 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the ball game. The Broncos have the ball. There's Brady Lohman to Jake Marvin. He gets it out to Jake Hamburger over on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Carson Bloom. Not a Hamburger. He's gone for the steps. Jake's having a tough go of things here the past couple of minutes. Hamburger gets hit with a traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 11 on Hastings here in the ball game. So now Concordia has a chance to tie things up here with a 3-point field goal. 67-64. Inbounds pass is deflected back out of bounds there by Bloom. Concordia continues to scorch the Nets tonight. They are still shooting 62% from the field. Hastings College hitting 48% of their field goal tries. Broncos have knocked down only 1 out of 15 from 3-point range tonight. Here comes Concordia back the other way. That's Bertel. Shot is up and in. Porter Bertel. He gets the feed from Joel Haywood, and it's 67-66 now. The Broncos with a 1-point lead with 5 minutes to play here in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Here's Wells. He drives the ball to the basket. His reverse layup is going to be no good, but he's hammered. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Bertel. That's going to be his third. So 3 fouls now on Porter Bertel. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Bulldogs. Hastings over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Brent Wells at the free throw line for Hastings. He has got 12 points in the ball game. 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot good. Wells will get another one. Neither team has shot the 3-point field goal attempt very well tonight. Hastings 1 out of 15. Concordia is just 2 out of 6. Hastings now with a 2-point lead. It's 68-66. Here comes the second free throw. It is up there by Wells. It is down through the hole. He's now got 14. That gives Hastings a 3-point lead, 69-66. Concordia fighting with the Broncos here in this one here tonight. Haywood has got the ball. Haywood down the next near sideline for Hastings. Picked up there by Dean Bacon. Haywood brings it out here in the 3-point territory. Now to Charles Dunbar, who's back in the ball game. Moves it on the wing on the left side on the dribble. Dunbar still dribbling with the ball. Now we're going to have a foul called here. Brent Houchin was a cutting down the left side of the lane and ran right into Dylan Flynn. And Houchin's going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. They're trying to set something up there. Houchin got a little bit frustrated there and threw his arms up into Dylan Flynn and picks up the personal foul. So a turnover on the Dogs. That's their 20th one of the ballgame. There's a bounce pass inside to Flynn. He puts it up there left-handed. His shot is up and in, and he's fouled in a play. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal for Hastings, and he's fouled in a play. Joel Haywood picks up the foul. That's going to be his third. Dylan Flynn gets the field goal, and now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Flynn now with 10 points in the ball game for Hastings. Broncos have built a five-point lead now. It's 71-66. As Dylan Flynn will toe the mark here for Hastings. 60% foul shooter, and the shot is up there and in. Hastings now with a six-point lead again at 72-66. Every time the Concordias makes a little kind of a run here and get within the 1 or 2 points, the Broncos have responded here in the ball game. Here's the inbounds pass. It's going to be out of bounds right in front of us. Houchin cannot control it. Hastings applying pressure back here in backcourt. Houchin cannot control it. It goes tripping out of bounds right in front of the Bronco bench. So Hastings College will play things in, but not before we get a timeout. Concordia wants to call a timeout. 4:16 to play in regulation here. Second half from Seward. The score, Hastings 72, Concordia 66.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more on their brand new website at www.hastingsbroncos.com. 72-66, Hastings College with the lead. Broncos looking for their 15th win of the season here tonight and their 6th conference win, but this one has not been easy against the cellar dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings with a 6-point second-half lead. And the Broncos have the ball now as we approach the 4-minute mark here in this ballgame. Carson Bloom has got it out here in 3-point territory to Dylan Flynn. Flynn gets it back out near the 10-second line. That's Bloom with the ball. Now to Flynn. Flynn comes over here to Wells. Wells, 1 foot in the lane, 1 foot out. Gets the ball to Flynn. He drives. His shot is up and in. Dylan Flynn gets a field goal. That's his 5th field goal of the ball game. He's got 13 points. Hastings College now with an 8-point lead again. 74-66. We're down to 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play. There's a Joey Warning with the ball. The Bo Smith in 3-point territory. Moves it to Wegner on the far side. Free throw line extended out to a Brent Houchin playing behind the 3-point arc underneath again. A backdoor cut. And the shot is up and in. They get to Max Wegner the ball, and he lays her in. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 74-68. Hastings still leading by 6 points. Broncos have the ball. Here's Dane Bacon, circles around. Jump pass far side. Carson Bloom, 4-3. Shot good. Carson Bloom knocks down a big, big 3-pointer from the right sideline. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. The freshman from Minden puts it down through the hole. 3 minutes and 17 seconds to play. We got a timeout. Hastings will take a break with the score. The Broncos 77, the Bulldogs 68.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Friend us on Facebook for daily specials.
And log on to BullseyeSportsBar.com
to download our world-famous Facebook app
for even more fun and coupons.
Bullseye, you know what you say.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Got some other scores in the G-Pack tonight. Bryan Cliff is leading Midland 50-34. They've got 12 minutes and 1 second to play in the second half. Also, it's Northwestern out on top of Dakota Wesleyan in the second half. They got 11:26 to play. In Orange City, it's Northwestern 54 and Dakota Wesleyan 49. Hastings College holding on here. They've got a 77-68 lead over Concordia. We got 3:17 to play in the second half. The Broncos trailed at halftime 36-34. The Broncos will attack here in backcourt. Inbounding the ball will be Max Wegner. Wegner looking to get it in. He does. Bo Smith has got it. Picked up there by Wells of Hastings. Out of Dunbar. Dunbar runs her back the other way, drives it down the lane. Bounce pass goes over here to Houchin. Back outside to Bo Smith. 4-3. Shot is up there. It's good. Tough shot from the top of the key. Broncos had a defender out there, but Bo Smith sends her down through the hole. Smith has now got 11 points in the ballgame. Concordia is back within 6 points at 77-71. 2:55 to play here in this second half. Woolman gets the ball inside underneath the basket. Mishandled down there by Flynn. He loses control out of bounds. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Flynn right underneath the basket. Couldn't handle the pass there from Woolman. That's the 12th turnover on the Broncos. And now Concordia with a chance to slice into the lead right here. Haywood has got the ball here for Concordia. Rainbow pass comes to the near side. Wagner open for three. Shot is up there. No good. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells of Hastings. Now to Woolman. 2.5 to play. Broncos have a 6-point lead, 77-71. Brady Woolman hands it away in 3-point territory to Carson Bloom. Circles around, bounce pass goes to Woolman inside the free throw circle. Top of the key, open, takes the shot, it rims off, no good. Ball being tapped around, it goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Broncos still struggling from 3-point territory. 2 out of 17 from 3-point range tonight for Hastings College. Woolman will inbound the ball at the top of the key, and now we got a 2 to the whistle as the Broncos are trying to inbound the ball. We're going to have a hold over there. That's going to go on Concordia. It's going to go on Houchin. So Houchin picks up the personal foul. Houchin is gone. He fouls out with 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the ball game. He leads with 7 points, all 7 in the first half of play. Porter Bertel back into the ball game now for Concordia. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got 13 points in the ballgame, 3 out of 4 from the stripe. His shot is up there, it's no good. Hastings down from the free throw line, hitting 19 out of 26 free throws for 73% tonight. Dylan Flynn will have another one here for the Broncos. They give him a 3-possession lead. Next shot is up there, it's going to be no good. So Hastings College is leading by only 6 at 77-71. Wagner with the ball now to Dunbar out here in 3-point territory. Dunbar drives it into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Carson Bloom picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his third. Now each team over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. So these will be two-shot fouls down the stretch here. Charles Dunbar will go to the free throw line. He has not scored since the first half. He's got 4 field goals and 8 points. 68% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. 77-72, the Broncos holding on to a 5-point lead with 2:03 to play here in the second half. Next shot by Dunbar up there, good. So a much tighter ball game than we anticipated here tonight. The Cellar Dwellers in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Concordia, put up a fight here tonight trying to end a 9-game losing streak. Hastings right now leading by 4 points at 77-73. 1:50 to play here in the second half. Hastings with the ball. Here's Bacon. They get it to Wells inside. Now to Flynn. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He misses the easy one. Rebound comes down to Wagner. Wagner gets the ball to Bo Smith. Now to Dunbar. Long pass down to floor. They get it to Bertel. They threw it too far. Bertel saves it from going out of bounds, but he gets it right into the hands here of Carson Bloom of Hastings. Turnover number 22 in the ball game for Concordia. They had the ball down by 4 points, and they turned the ball away. Hastings back in the offensive zone. There's Dane Bacon with it now to the near sideline. That's Carson Bloom. He puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, down to 1:14 to play. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Carson Bloom down in the baseline. Bounce pass to Flynn. Puts it up there. His shot no good. Battle for the loose ball is brought down here by Concordia. The ball is knocked loose. Picked up by Wells. His shot is up and in. Brett Wells comes up with a loose ball there for Hastings. Concordia had the ball again. It was knocked loose. Wells was right there, and he lays it in right in front of the basket. We got a timeout in Hastings. 1:02 to play in the ball game. Hastings with a 6-point lead. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 79, Concordia 73.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here tonight from Seward. It's been a tough one. 79-73. Hastings with a 6-point advantage here over Concordia. The Bulldogs have the ball. That's Dunbar down the far sideline. Dunbar gets the ball now to Haywood. Haywood comes into the offensive zone here for Concordia. Now to Bo Smith on the near sideline. Out to Haywood for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound again. It goes out of bounds. Hastings ball. Broncos will play things in here in backcourt with 45.1 seconds to play. Concordia has won only two conference games. Both of those were right before Thanksgiving. They haven't won since. Here's a woman down the near sideline. Jump pass down in the corner to Wells. Lobs it back out here to Hamburger. Now to Woman again. 37 seconds to play. Clock is running here. 79-73. Woman dribbling with the ball. And now we got a foul called here on Haywood. Haywood picks up the personal foul and he is gone. The fifth personal foul on to Joel Haywood. He leaves with 32 seconds remaining in the ball game. Haywood leaves with 14 points. And in the ball game to replace him, he's going to be Joey Warning. To the free throw line for Hastings will be Brady Lohman. Lohman with 8 points in the ball game thus far. This will be a two-shot foul. Concordia over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Lohman's free throw is up there and in. He'll get one more. The Broncos now lead by 7 points. It's 80-73. Hastings will take on Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday afternoon at home, beginning at 4 o'clock. Lohman will have another shot. It's up there. It's off of the mark. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Bo Smith. Smith down the near sideline. Now to Warning. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. His passing will be deflected by Lohman. The ball is brought down here by Flynn, and he's fouling the play. So Lohman gets a piece of it there. The ball deflected right into the hands of Dylan Flynn, and the foul is going to be called here in backcourt on Concordia, and that's going to send Hastings back to the free throw line. That's going to go on Porter Bertel, and he fouls out of the ball game now. So Bertel, he leaves with 23 seconds remaining, leaves with 15 points. Dylan Flynn to the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot good. Flynn now 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. He is in double figures for the fourth game in a row. He's got 14 points here for Hastings College, and the Broncos are going to survive here tonight. An upset bid from Concordia. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Dylan Flynn now 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. 82-73. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Dunbar has got the ball. He drives it, now throws it here to the corner to Schran, back out of the wing. It's going to be tipped out of bounds there by Hamburger. So it's going to be Concordia playing the ball in 15 seconds left here in regulation. The Broncos now have a 9-point lead at 82-73. Max Wagner will inbound the ball here to Dunbar out in 3-point territory. He drives it to the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Dunbar scoring there for Concordia. He's now got 12 points in the ball game, 82-75. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Lohman in the offensive zone. He's going to be fouled with 6.9 seconds to play. So Lohman is fouled into play here. Joey Warning picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So again, Lohman will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Broncos have a 7-point lead, 82-75. They trailed at halftime, 36-34. Lohman to the line. His shot is up there. The shot is good. Lohman will have one more. He's now 6 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings leading 83-75 as Brady Lohman will toe the mark for his second one. It's up there. It is good. So he hits a pair of free throws. Hastings leading by 9. There's a pass to the midcourt strike by Bo Smith. He pulls up on the wing. A shot from long range is no good. That's the ball game. Hastings College wins it here tonight over the Concordia Bulldogs as they win by 9 points. So the Broncos will improve to 15 wins and 5 losses on the season. The Broncos pick up an all-important win in the G-Pack. They are now 6-4 in conference play. Concordia drops to 5-11. They're now 2-8 in the conference. They have now lost 10 games in a row. Hastings College wins it here tonight. Final score, Broncos 84, Concordia 75. Back with a recap after this.
Hastings College graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
1230 KHAS.
So we're back here in Seward. Hastings College wins it tonight. Final score of 84-75 over Concordia in a tight basketball game. In fact, we were tied 17 times in this contest tonight. We had 12 lead changes. Neither team had a double-digit lead in this ball game tonight. The largest lead for Hastings was 9 points with 7:48 to play in the contest. The largest lead for Concordia tonight was 5 points. That occurred in the first half at the 137 mark. So a tight ball game. Concordia puts up a fight here tonight, but the Broncos win it by the score of 84-75. Hastings ended up shooting 29 out of 59 from the field tonight, 49%. Concordia 27 out of 44 for 61%. The Broncos hitting just 2 out of 17 from three-point range for 11.8%. Concordia was 3 out of 10 for 30%. The Broncos 24 out of 34 from the free throw line for 70%. Concordia was 18 out of 24 for 75%. The rebounds nearly even. Hastings had 29, Concordia had 28. The Broncos had 14 offensive rebounds compared to 5 for Concordia. The Broncos turned the ball over 14 times in the game tonight, 26 for the Concordia Bulldogs. Hastings had 1 block shot and 16 steals. Concordia had 4 block shots and 1 steal. Hastings College again winning by the score of 84-75 over Concordia tonight. Scoring-wise for Hastings College, they got 16 points in the ball game from Brent Wells, 15 from Dylan Flynn, 11 points for Jake Hamburger, and 11 points for Brady Lohman. 10 points for Carson Bloom tonight. Jake Marvin had 9 points. Other scorers for Hastings, Dane Bacon had 6, and Zach Lena had 2. For Concordia tonight, they were led by Charles Dunbar, Joel Haywood, Max Wagner, and Bo Smith. Porter Bertel, all those guys were in double figures tonight. Bertel leads the way with 15. Haywood had 14. Dunbar had 12. Wagner had 12. And Bo Smith had 11. 7 for Brent Houchin and 2 for Robbie Thomas. And Hastings College wins it tonight, 84-75 over Concordia. The Broncos are now 15-5 on the season, 6-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Concordia drops to 5-11. They're now 2-8 in conference play. Again, Hastings wins it, 84-75. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Back here in Seward, Hastings College wins it tonight over Concordia by the score of 84-75. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Again, the Broncos putting 5 guys in double figures tonight. Offensively led by Brent Wells and his 16 points. Dylan Flynn had 15. Other guys in double figures. Jake Hamburger had 11. Brady Lohman at 11 points. Carson Bloom finishes with 10 points. All candidates for our player of the game. And we'll come back and name our winner right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores on the Tribune's website scoreboard. Click on HT Media for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. Expanded hours for classifieds and circulation services, Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturday from 8 until noon. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight is going to be Brent Wells for Hastings College. Wells comes up with a team-high 16 points in the ball game tonight. He was 6 out of 6 from the field and 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Also pulls down 4 rebounds, scores a 16 points, had 2 assists and 4 steals as he plays 26 minutes and 21 seconds for the Broncos tonight. So Brent Wells will be our player of the game as Hastings College knocks off Concordia by the score of 84-75. Stick around. The coach's post-game show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Hastings Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned. Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents.
And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here in Seward tonight, Hastings College wins it by the score of 84-75. As assistant coach Maya Slough going to join us in the post-game. And, Coach, this is a lot closer than what many people anticipated here tonight. The Bulldogs put up a good fight tonight.
Yeah, they did a good job, and I think, you know, they're a little bit hungry for a win. They haven't won in a couple months, and we kind of saw them really battle. They're banged up. They got some injuries, you know, and they have some young kids that they're playing. But you know what? They played very, very inspired basketball tonight, and they just kind of kept the game just sloppy enough to keep themselves in it.
Yeah, the score was tied 17 times tonight, 12 lead changes, and you guys made a 9-0 run about midway through the second half to really give you guys a little bit of a margin there in the second.
Yeah, we did a nice job of just making timely shots. We didn't make very many shots, but we made some timely shots. Carson hit a big-time three with about 3.5 to go to put us back up 9 after they had kind of cut into a 9-point lead and got it back down to 3. And, you know, those are just plays that we haven't made in the past couple years. We've been in close games. We've been in games in which we were in position to win, and we just haven't been able to close the door. And I think that's a sign of a mature team and a sign of a team that's starting to learn how to win a little bit.
You guys shoot only 49% from the field and just 11% from three-point territory. So you found other ways to pull out a win tonight.
Yeah, credit to Brett Wells. He goes 6-for-6 from the field and 4-for-4 from the line on a night that Brady and Dane, you know, our two leading scorers, go on combined 4-of-19 from the field. And so to be able to win when your two leading scorers shoot the ball that poorly and to find guys like Brett Wells, who teams have just absolutely been playing off of, to come up with the confidence in a big-time situation and knock down some shots is very important.
Defensively, Concordia had a lot of success getting the ball deep on you guys. Their big guys scored down there quite a bit tonight. What was the deal there?
Porter's as good as you're going to see in our league, especially of just getting position, being strong. We tried to go to a front. He caught us in a three-quarter situation, and we didn't have a good enough help side with our guards. And, you know, he just does such a good job of just beating you down, beating you down, beating you down. And eventually you make a mistake. You step up and help with a guard, or you step over and help on their flex cut, and he just pins you in. You know, I think it's a credit to our guys. We held him to 9 shot attempts. If you're going to look for a positive, and I don't know that you could find one when a kid shoots 8-for-9 from the field, but we held him to 9 shot attempts. At least it wasn't 20.
Porter Bertel was the big Husky kid inside. Big physical teams like that has caused us some problems in the past. The past couple of ball games, we've kind of talked with Lance about that. There's just no way to keep those guys out of there. We just got to find ways to make stops down there.
We're still searching. We're still searching for the best way to put our bigs in a position to have success. And as a staff, that's what we need to continue to strive for. We need to continue to watch film. We need to continue to kind of see what makes these bigs tick, especially on the defensive end. And eventually, you know, if as long as we can continue to win while we're working on it, we're going to be successful. But it's got to happen. We play a very good big in Jalen Voss on Sunday, who really beat us up down in the Corn Palace the last time we played him. So we got to continue to work on that, get back at it tomorrow and try to figure out a way to maybe front the post, get better guard help, play behind, send a double team. I mean, there's plenty of things that we can do. We just have to continue to work until we can find a good thing.
Obviously, this was not our E game again tonight. What are the things that did you like out there tonight?
You know, I just like the fact that we were able to win. And anytime you go on the conference and or go on the road in this conference, getting a win is very, very important. We're right on the brink of putting ourselves into the top four of our league. And a loss against a team like Concordia on the road will really, really hinder your opportunity. You know, and we have a tough stretch coming up with Dakota Wesleyan, and then we go on the road to Doan and Briarcliff, so it doesn't get any easier. So you can't let games like this slip. And to play poorly and to still win is a very, very, very good thing for us.
All right, so it's Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan come up on Sunday afternoon. Like you said, that's a team that gave you guys fits up there in Mitchell.
Yeah, we couldn't figure out a way to stop them. They ran some ball screen action. They got some very athletic guards that we had a hard time containing. And then they had a very good big that stepped in and, you know, beat the heck out of us on the interior. Then he'd step out and make a 15-footer. And it just seemed like everything went right for them that day. They scored dang near 60 points in the first half. So we just have to do a better job and get them out of rhythm early. I think if we can get them out of their rhythm early on, whether it be with a little bit of zone, whether it be, you know, taking away the interior, whatever it is, we just got to get them out of rhythm. And as soon as we can do that, I think we're going to have a little bit more success.
All right, stay with this one. We'll see you this weekend. Maya Slough, the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos win it tonight over Concordia by the score of 84-75. Hastings putting five guys in double figures tonight, led by Brent Wells. 16 points and four rebounds for Wells. Had a couple of assists and four steals in the basketball game here tonight. So Hastings College wins it over Concordia by the score of 84-75. Hastings now 15-5 in the season. They are 6-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will play on Sunday this weekend as they take on Dakota Wesleyan. That'll be a 2 and 4 o'clock start at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena will be on there with a pregame show at 1:45 on Sunday here on 1230 KHIS. So Hastings College wins it again, 84-75. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Seward.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.